Ukraine continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Iran claims responsibility for missile strikes in Iraq that came close to an American consulate compound.
The attack near the Iraqi city of Erbil is being called by Iran retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria. No injuries were reported. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Fox News Sunday said she doesn't feel the consulate was the target.
Very glad that our facilities are secure, that everybody's accounted for, that no one has been hurt or killed. But all of that said, this is great concern.
Deputy Secretary Sherman said, among other things, this was an attack on Iraqi sovereignty. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome on Monday. The meeting comes as concerns grow that China is amplifying Russian disinformation in the Ukraine war. This, as an American journalist was killed in Ukraine.
Some really unfortunate news to report from Ukraine, just outside the city in a town called Irpin, where there are refugees trying to get out of harm's way. Two Americans were shot today and one killed, both journalists. That's as far as we know in terms of the information that we have right now and can confirm. But to give you a sense of this area, there have been many journalists, including our own crews there over the past week, documenting what's happening as Ukrainian forces try to hold a front line from the Russian advance.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Meanwhile, gas prices are skyrocketing.
$4.59 if you want to pay with a credit card for a gallon of gas here in Connecticut. Prices soaring to record highs. National average for a gallon jumping to $4.32 yesterday. The cost for some hitting nearly $7.
Fox's Todd Pirro. And Tom Brady making a big announcement. The quarterback tweeting that he's coming back for his 23rd season in Tampa. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Video from the Museum of Modern Art shows the moment a man leaped over a reception desk and stabbed two employees. The video released by New York City police shows a man identified as 60-year-old Gary Cabana entering the museum lobby through a revolving door, then climbing onto the desk and leaping over it before cornering the two employees and stabbing them. Police say Cabana was denied entrance Saturday for previous incidents of disorderly conduct. Authorities say the two museum employees are both in stable condition. Meanwhile, talk about a bad first date. Fox's Karen McHugh has this story.
Online dating? Maybe not. In Nevada, 21-year-old Nika Nicobean met a guy on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Henderson police say the two agreed to hook up at the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino on March 5th. They rented a room where things warmed up in a hurry. Nicobean blindfolded the man, then shut off the lights. Moments later, the man said he felt a pain on the side of his neck. He'd been stabbed. The as-yet unidentified victim pushed the young woman off him, then ran out into the hallway to call 911. The woman ran out too, telling a hotel worker that she just stabbed someone. Her motive? Revenge, she told cops, for the U.S. drone killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani back in 2020. Nicobean's been charged with attempted murder.
And a British grocery store worker saves a customer's life with a little help from the bee's gees.
British supermarket chain Asda releasing a press statement last week announcing that one of their employees saved a customer's life by humming Stayin' Alive for 23 minutes straight while performing CPR. 54-year-old customer Nigel Gronis suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed at a checkout counter at the Asda store in Rossington, South Yorkshire. Employee Gail Tomlinson used Stayin' Alive due to its 103 beats per minute. The UK Resuscitation Council recommends chest compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 beats per minute. Cronus was taken to a hospital and later released. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.